This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in April 2019. We are talking about First Cobalt Corp. They trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol FTSSF. They also trade on the Toronto Stock Exchange up there on the ticker symbol FCC. And with us today is the CEO and director and president of the company, Mr. Trent Mill. Trent, welcome back to the show.
Hey, pleased to be back. Thank you.
You know, we saw the press release about the Glencore. What does that deal mean to First Cobalt, and what do you plan on doing with that money?
Well, what it means to us is we're staring cash flow in the face, and for a junior miner, that transition from exploration and proof of concept to cash flow is sometimes a long one. In our case, because it involves our refinery, which is largely built, it's close in time, and it's with the biggest cobalt miner in the world, and in fact, one of the biggest base metal mining companies in the world. So, I couldn't have asked for a better outcome after a year and change of some long yards. What it means is $5 million in the short term. We're just negotiating, dotting the I's and crossing the T's on some of the legal documents. That'll give us $5 million USD in the kitty to go and just do a little bit more work. We had a scoping study that demonstrated the potential of our refinery, and they want to see us take it to a feasibility level, which is the right thing to do. And so between now and the end of the calendar year, we'll complete a kind of a pre-feasibility study on a smaller startup at 12 tons a day, which will allow us to work on a battery-grade cobalt sulfate product. And then in tandem with that, we're also going to be doing a feasibility study, so more detailed engineering on a 55-ton-a-day scenario, which would make us a really big refiner of cobalt-grade, battery-grade cobalt material. In fact, the only one in North America. And so cash flow is like 12 to 24 months out, depending on which of the two scenarios you want to look at.
You know, you hear a lot about the spot prices of silver and gold and other precious metals, but you never hear a lot about cobalt. What is it used for? Why cobalt is so important out there in the industry?
Yeah, it's a small market. It's got to be, 5% or so of 6% of the copper market. So it is small. Its applications historically were defense industry, jet engines, gas turbines. And so what it does is it raises the melting point of high stress, high pressure, high heat applications, alloys. And so it found a real use in industrial and military applications. But more recently, with the advent of the lithium-ion battery, we saw more and more going into laptops and cell phones and power tools. And then, of course, now with the advent of electric vehicles, which is growing in leaps and bounds, double digits per annum, we're going from putting a couple of grams into your iPhone do, 10 pounds or more, depending on the vehicle you're buying, an electric vehicle. And so as of last year, more than half the market with lithium-ion batteries. And during the course of this year, the sum total of electric vehicle cobalt consumptions surpassed all of the other consumer electronics. So this is really an electronic vehicle, an electric vehicle story going forward with pretty strong industrial base historically that'll take up any remaining supply.
Glencore, that you guys are getting ready to do a deal with, already have, is a $40 billion market cap company. Why do they need you?
Yeah, that's a great question. So when I started this company 2 years ago, there were 100 of us that started out, and we were all looking for cobalt around the world. We tried the Congo briefly, concluded it wasn't for us, and then we retreated, if you will, to North America, but not after scouring the world. We recognize that Ontario and Idaho were two of the best jurisdictions for cobalt exploration, but as the market started to cool and we started to get ourselves into a bit of an oversupply situation, we looked downstream, and we're the only junior in the market in the world that's got a refinery that's permitted and ready to go. And so as we started to focus on that global marketing effort, we talked to all the big players, Chinese and North American, European, and Glencore is the obvious choice because they're right next to us. And what we have, that, not to overstate it, what we have that they don't is a permitted hydrometallurgical facility here in North America. And so as EVs grow in popularity, beyond the Tesla, we've got a real absence. There's no way to purchase cobalt here in the North American market. And this facility, it's got $100 million in it. It's got the permits in place. And to try to replicate that, forget the money, to try to replicate that, you're looking easily at 5 years of time lead time just to get the land consolidated, the consultations, and the permits in place. And we're in a situation now where we could produce cobalt in 12 months or less, and that's including the studies I've already mentioned here. And so Glencore, we got a great natural sort of synergistic partnership, and they are, look, at their heart, they're traders first. They're happy to let us do the operating, but they're going to partner with us, and they're going to lend their technical heft and their financial heft with it. And together, we're going to bring the first battery-grade cobalt material to the North American market. So it's exciting for us, and I think it helps them because it gets their material that's currently going to China. We can divert it in the midst of this trade war that we're in, divert it, bring it right to America.
Absolutely.
And that's played really well in D.C.
My guest today is Trent Mill. He's the CEO and President and Director of First Cobalt Corp. They're trading on the OTCQX. You can find them under the ticker symbol FTSSF. They also trade on the TSX. Find them under the ticker symbol FCC. Let me ask you this. Why should investors be looking at cobalt? One question there. And then the part two is if you could maybe bring us up to speed on the Idaho Iron Creek project.
Sure. And why cobalt? We only have to look at what gold has done over the last month. A smart investor gets in early, and we saw Eric Sprott do that, a legend in our industry, bought up a whole bunch of different gold story, gold and silver plays right at the very bottom. And we're coming out of that right now. Summer is a quiet time of year for cobalt purchases because the EV market tends to slow down on the manufacturing side. And the traders that I talk to, the ones that are in the know, do believe that we're going to start to see an uptick sometime in August and September, and certainly heading into Q4. So a great time to enter. But if you're going to enter and invest in cobalt, how do you do it? And there's not a lot of ways to get in there. And here you got a junior in the name of SCC that we've issued shares, we've done M&A, we've done all the heavy lifting. If we've got Glencore coming in providing us cash flow, then you should expect that our reliance on the capital markets and therefore dilution is only going to go down over time. And to your point about Iron Creek, you know, the next year the focus has to be on our refinery because that's the quickest path to cash flow. But if the cobalt price does recover, we need more supply that's outside of the DRC and outside of the DRC-China supply chain. And Idaho is the only jurisdiction outside of Morocco in the entire world that I know of where you can get a primary cobalt deposit. And by that, I mean you're getting a bit of copper, but most of your revenue is coming out of the cobalt that's in the ground. Every hole we've drilled at Iron Creek hits mineralization. We've got a resource update that we owe the market. We'll get that out here pretty soon. And as the market improves and the outlook strengthens and our cash flow starts coming in, you should expect that we'll start to surface new value there at that asset as well.
At a stock price around 11 cents, what do you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, I think take away that we've got a management team that's got collectively over 100 and some years of experience. You know, we've built the company. We've got all the pieces. Now we've got to execute. And with a big partner like Glencore out there, we've got the endorsement of one of the smartest set of mining minds in the world. And so if you're going to look to a cobalt opportunity, I think you'd be hard-pressed to get this kind of exposure at this level. And the returns can be pretty remarkable if you believe in this team and what we plan to set out and do.
I want to thank you for coming on the show, Trent. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. As for my listeners, if you're looking for a pure play to get into the cobalt industry or space, look no further than First Cobalt Corp. You can find them on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol FTSSF. Also on the TSX under the ticker symbol FCC. My personal opinion, I think they're undervalued here, under 12 cents a share. Trent, I wish you nothing but the best. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on.
I very much look forward to that. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.